Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, welcome to Straight Talk. That's by the Gap Man there. You dropped a bomb on me. And yes, I tell you, well, it looks like President Trump is getting ready to want to drop some bombs on some people. As a matter of fact, if you haven't heard, he sent out a warning to the president of Syria. He's got some intel that they're getting ready to drop a bomb again, a chemical bomb on some people. And he has come out and he said, you do it this time and there's going to be some heavy consequences. So it seems like President Trump is not going to take any nonsense from anybody, and he's pulling out his Trump card right at the beginning, and he's saying you can drop that chemical bomb if you want to, and you'll see what's going to happen to you. And in case you didn't hear that, maybe you need to understand that, what that means there in terms of what he's going to do. Welcome to Straight Talk. This is Stan Macklin along with my co-host, Bianca Forbes, and we're here to hear from you. We're providing a straight talk commentary, insight, and we want to be. So we got some callers that's coming in, and so we got a first one that's coming in. I was getting ready to give out the number. By the way, it's 347-850-1598. And so we want to hear what you have to say. So, caller, could you come in and give us what your concern is for the day? And welcome to the program.
Hello, my name is Hello.
Yes, we hear you. Go ahead.
My name is Rosita, and I want to talk about this issue that I have. I am not a citizen yet. I'm trying to go for my citizenship. So my fiancé's family, they think that I marry him only because I want the citizenship, and I'm trying to figure out how to do that, because with all this stuff going on about, you know, people going back who are not citizenships, and I'm trying to figure out what are your thoughts about that, because I'm not just marry him just to get citizenship and this country.
So you're saying, hi, how are you? You're saying that your
Hello.
Husband thinks you think that your husband thinks that you just want to marry him, or other people think that?
He's my fiancé. Yes, my fiancé.
Oh, your fiancé thinks that.
I want to, you know, his family is influencing him to think, because of, you know, all these stuff you heard in the news, that people should go back to their countries and tell him, you know, you can listen to these people, because I'm not marrying you just for my citizenship. So with all the news, how can I tell his family that? Ignore that and see what's true in my heart.
Well, you're going to have to spend time with them, get them to understand your character as a person. That's the only way, you know, faith comes by works. So you have to put in the work and show them that you mean what you say. I can't say how your interaction is with them. Do you feel like your interaction with them is positive?
Well, they're American, so, you know, it's cultural different, and my family does these things differently.
So you have a cultural barrier.
Yes, we have cultural barrier, and sometimes I don't know with my accent that it can't really understand what I'm saying. So they're like, they're rich people, so I feel sometimes they kind of look down on me and think that I'm dressed after his money or for the citizenship.
So why don't you try to show them some of your culture? Why don't you try to invite them over to dinner? Show them some things that you do in your culture to try to, because if you all are going to be married, essentially you're going to be influencing you all's future children to have some of your culture and his. So they need to be aware of the type of stuff that you're involved in, what you like to do as well. So that might be something that they like. You cook dinner for them, explain to them things that you've done in your country or different customs just so that they can be familiar, because sometimes people are unaware, you know. Me, I'm from America too, so I'm not really aware or privy to things that are going on in different cultures or things, customs that you do. So to make them feel more familiar or more comfortable with you, maybe that might work.
Oh, yes, that sounds like a great idea, I think. But, you know, it's the last thing I want to say is that because they voted for, you know, Trump and I don't have the same views, I think also that could have stirred something up to them. But I think maybe if I tell them, you know, my culture and just bring them through my culture, maybe fix dinner for them like you suggested, hopefully they have a change of heart and walk me in and realize that I'm not just trying to, you know, get citizenship from their son.
Yeah, it's all about communication.
Him.
Yeah, you have to communicate with them and show them in a different light and in a different setting. Everybody likes food, so maybe if you show them your culture that way, you could decorate the house a little bit. It might be a little bit cold in the beginning, but or play some type of game that you all used to play at home. It has to be something that creates some type of common ground between the two of you.
Right. I agree with that 100%. Well, thank you so much for listening to me. It's so good to get this off my chest. I've been holding this in for a long time. So.
Yeah, I think that it's possible to overcome it. You just have to find a common ground. Everybody, sometimes we're closed-minded to different things, but if you show it to someone in a different way, from a different perspective, they can become more open-minded. So I wish you the best of luck. I hope it works out for you all. And congratulations on your engagement.
Thank you. Grazie. Grazie.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye.
Well, that seems like there's an early caller calling in, and keep the calls coming. We feel that we got some advice for you, 347-850-1598, and we'll be more than glad to talk with you. We're talking about current events today, and as you know, we opened up our program today with that song by the Gap Band, You Dropped a Bomb on Me. And yes, I have to say, it seems like the Senate Republican leaders, they dropped the bomb. They did not get enough votes to be able to carry through with their supposedly replace Obamacare. And the Senate leaders postponed a vote to overhaul Obamacare. Now, I want to say something about this here. Them guys, first of all, who in the world do they think they are that they can do some behind-the-closed-door sneaky stuff such as that and try to cram something down America's throat? We're not going to take it. 22 million people, 22 or 23 million people going to be left out in the cold. We're not going to take it. That's right. And so if you're going to get it right, just accept what it is and work together to improve them. Excuse me. Obamacare. What are you trying to replace it with? With some tax cut that's going to benefit the rich? That's not what it's all about. And you know what? I don't know why rich folks always got to think they got to do something on the backs of the poor. We're sick and tired of it. We're not going to take it. And I want to commend all of the citizenry across the country who spoke up to their senator or their congressman to speak out against it. And Mitch McConnell, you need to wake up and smell the coffee. You just need to stop it. You're so GOP struck that you don't realize reality. And hopefully this is a reality check. So if you come something back, get it right. And President Trump said it's okay. Well, I guess it is okay, especially when you don't have enough votes to for it to pass. And it makes a difference. Well, I'll tell you, Bill Crosby, he gets a 2018 trial date. That's right, for the alleged Playboy Mansion assault case. Mr. Crosby, listen, I know you was portrayed as America's dad. Yes, you were. But I want to say, hey, Your sin shall find you out. I don't think all these people are coming out of the woods for nothing. And you might got by this here, but you just can't, as I said, I think it's inappropriate, number one, about that. And if you got to drug some women to be able to score over them or something, that's just so inappropriate. And hopefully this thing can be put in check. Yeah, I'm right about it, and I think that something's going on here, and sooner or later it's going to come out, because God don't like no ugly, and I don't like ugly either, especially when it's taking advantage of women, and it's a whole lot of them that seem like they don't appreciate what was going on. And talking about this other thing that's going on, what in the world is this? Former tennis star, that's what I'll say, former, attacking Serena for. He's attacking her with his, what do you call it, with his superiority, male chauvinistic attitude, saying if she was a man, she would be ranked number 700 in the tennis star realm. Well, come on, so what? She is a star. She is a star. And you was a star. You was. But you're not acting like a gentleman. And I'm going to tell you, I think it goes a little deeper. I think it's because you hate to see a black woman who is so poised and so versed that she can just stay on top of her game. And you don't like that. You got problems with it. I think you need to go down to the altar. And you need to pray that you have an open heart to accept people and their gifts and talents. We're not in a day nowhere where men's superiority rules everything. I know it seems like that. Men think they got to be the big cheese and king over everything. But women are just as viable and just as talented as anybody else. And let me say this to you, former tennis star. You came from a woman. You had a mother, so think about that. Think about that. I tell you, did you see the BET Awards, Bianca?
I saw some of it, not all of it yet, but I plan on watching the reruns.
What was that fight about? People, I mean, come on. Can't you go to an event and have a civic event where people can get awards and get recognized without having a fight? That's why some people don't like going out. That's why some people don't like going to things, because they say, I hate to say it, but I'm going to tell it like you say, black folks are always fighting. And it shouldn't be like that. But if you watched it, maybe you might want to call in with the scoop. Maybe you watched it and you saw what went on. I don't know. But I do know that we need to be aware of things like that. And sometimes people make it bad for all people. Well, here's something else that I think we need to talk about. And this is for all you people that love KFC. Well, they revealed how its chicken is actually cooked. And I think if you think about it, you... oh, wow. You know, you got to really think about what you be eating today. And sometimes fast food ain't is not as nutritious as it is. But anyway, they have revealed about it, and it might not be to your liking. But anyway, you like it, and you eat it, so maybe it is good. I don't know. So if you're listening to Straight Talk today, give us a call, 347-850-1598, and we'll be more than glad to hear from you, because we do want to talk to you about current events. So what's on your mind? What do you want to talk to us about? We do want to hear from you, because without you, it's not a two-way, it's not a one-way street, it's a two-way street. Got another caller. Would you... identify yourself, caller. Let us know what you're saying. Caller, go ahead.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good.
You have a comment?
I have something that I wanted to say. I was wondering, I'm new to the Harrisonburg.
You okay?
And I go to school here, and I have been getting a lot of racist comments from people at my school because I'm Hispanic.
Okay. You've been getting a lot of racist comments because you're Hispanic. Well, what's wrong with, first of all, there's nothing wrong with you being Hispanic, but there is something wrong with you getting racist comments due to your ethnicity. I want to say that. So, but go ahead with the nature of your call. Hello?
I talked to the teachers, and then they just said to ignore them, and I don't
they
know.
They told you right. Well, you should ignore to the extent that it doesn't interfere with your academic studies, but you do have authorities there at the school that you can go. You have a principal, you have a counselor, you even have a resource officer that you can talk to about this. Have
but
you done
sometimes,
those things?
Well, sometimes I just feel like I would have.
You what? I don't know. Maybe it's an emotional thing for you, but I would say
that you
probably
should. I feel like my heart, it hurts my feelings, and nobody seems to care.
Well, I'm sure you do feel like you. When people make you mad, the first thing is you do want to strike back. But maybe you should think about what you do. But I'm going to let my co-host here chime in on that. What would you say to this young lady that feel like she wants to fight because she's getting some racial innuendos toward her?
Well, fighting doesn't make anything better. It only makes the situation worse, in my opinion. And it's been proven that makes situations worse. So I feel like certain things you can do is build a support group. I'm sure there's other Hispanics who go to JMU who you could begin to talk with, and you all could begin to have protests on campus about it, to raise awareness about it, and build supporters of other cultures who will stand up against things like that. Because there's a lot of – I'm sorry, what?
I didn't say JMU. I'm in middle school.
You're in what school?
Middle school.
Tell us the name of school.
Oh, you're in middle school.
Yeah.
What's going on in middle school?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you can still do the same thing in middle school. You can talk to one of your teachers, ask them, can you have an organization at school to talk about these things and talk so that you all can begin to discuss and let out the things that are happening to you. Because as Michelle Obama said, when people go low, you go high. It's not worth it to fight people or to potentially go to juvenile detention or anything like that that could ruin your potential of going to college, getting a job. It's just not worth it.
Yeah.
Believe me, people have been through things like everybody, well, not everybody, but most people have been through a situation where they've been bullied. But you can make it through. You can be bigger than that. You can be better than that. And like I said, I think support groups are the best way to go about it, to discuss it with other people who are going through the same thing as you. And you never know. There might be other people, you know, white people, black people who don't want to stand for stuff like that and who will be willing to defend you in situations like that if you make it more aware in a group setting, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Hopefully that helps you. Mm-hmm. And I hope that going into the new school year that people will begin to change. I know that with a lot of things going on today that people are acting ignorantly and a lot more racial comments are coming out, but I don't think you should stoop to that level. You're better than that.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, no problem.
Thanks for calling. And by the way, talking about racism,
Leslie Jones. And some of you probably know Leslie Jones. She's the lady in the car commercial who tells the man who's next alongside of her, "You want my number?" And another thing, she kind of have her hair sticking up on her head, but that's just identity. Because she is a beautiful black lady. But anyway, she was at the BET Awards, and she accused the Ritz Carlton of racism. She said she's telling everybody, don't stay there, especially if you are a person of color, because the workers were just horrible, the way she felt she was treated. And I don't know, I hope you, hey, we're not living in the time and the era where it was whites only. You could not stay in a certain places. You can stay practically wherever you want to today if you got the money. But have you experienced, I like to put this out here, but have you experienced any incidents where you stayed, incidents of, I don't know, racism? Got a caller. Come in. You'd like to hear what you got to say.
Yeah, this is Ms. Perullo. And I'm calling back about that little young lady talking about how people be up there messing with her at school. I just think that parents need to make their kids behave when they're in school.
Yes.
And a lot of these parents let the kids just walk all over them. I'm 87 years old and I ain't never experienced nothing like that. These
wow.
kids are the best of me in my neighborhood.
87 years old, I need to be listening to you.
Sir.
What would you give it as
yes,
advice?
Sir.
What would your advice be to that young girl?
Well, I don't know because times have changed. I would just say maybe she needs to go to another school and get away from those racist people.
She need to go to another school.
That's what
school.
I say.
What?
Go to another school. Yes, because I know what
yep.
it is. I grew up way back when Jim Crow, and we experienced a lot of racism. And
yeah,
so
well,
I know what it is. I know what it is.
Now, you can imagine in the time you lived in how it was going to school. You probably
yes,
walked to
yes.
school, and I'm sure you went
yes,
to a segregated school.
I walked the country mile. I sure
you
did. We couldn't ride the buses, but I sure walked. I sure did. Now, what about
yeah, did
you,
any...
sir? What about you?
I was fortunate enough. I went to an integrated school, and I also went to an all-black school. And that's
oh,
because I lived. A...
Yes, yes, I went to all-black school, too. Yes, I did. We had one room schoolhouse. Yes, we did. And what about that
no.
young lady? What about the other radio host? What's her name, Brianna?
Brianna. Oh, you're talking about our co-host, Bianca.
Yeah, your co-host, Jocelyn.
No, not Jocelyn.
Could you speak up a
Bianca.
Little more? Bianca. Okay. Okay.
Is
yes,
she
a college she student?
No, ma'am, I'm not a college student. I graduated
oh, okay.
from about 5 years ago. Yes.
Oh, okay.
But I went to a HBCU, a historically black university, but for grade school, I went to a predominantly white school.
Oh, okay. Okay, so you don't know what it is. You don't know what it is to experience racism. I don't think you've
no.
experienced it like that little young girl. I don't know if that girl 12 or 13 years old, but I feel so sorry for her.
Yeah, I feel sorry for her, too. I know I haven't experienced
yeah.
it, like, in her way. But, I mean,
yeah.
I don't know if it's possible for her to be able to go to another school, considering.
Oh,
I don't know how many schools are in area for her to be able to just pick up and go. Maybe if she was in college, but grade school is a little bit different, I think. But maybe Stan
okay.
can talk about it a little bit.
Okay. Well, I'm going to get off here because I don't want nobody to hear me talking on the radio too long.
Okay, thank you for being listening.
And thank y'all for your radio program. I appreciate it so much.
Yes,
thank you.
And I'm very happy.
Thank y'all so much.
Thank you.
We need stuff like this, so thank both of y'all.
Okay, thank you very much. And I'm so happy to know that you're 87 years old.
Yes, sir.
That
yes,
means
sir.
A lot. You have a very good day.
Thank you so much.
Well, that shows you right there the broad spectrum of our listeners We're a universal program, reaches not only local but also global, and it'd be interesting, you people that's in these various different countries, you can also feel free to speak to us. Our phone number is 347-850-1598, and we'd be more than glad to get you in. I want to put out a question here. What do you plan on doing on the 4th of July? That's coming up next week. And for many, it's a time of patriotic travel and celebration of independence. And I know for others, Independence Day means something differently. But what do you plan on doing? What is it that you have in store for the 4th? Is you just going to be able to have barbecue and fireworks and celebrate the existence of this country here? Well, you need to think about it, how you plan on doing that. Got another caller. Caller, come in. Feel free to share your concerns.
Hey, my name is James. I'm 24, and I just graduated college. I got a situation I want to talk about. So I graduated as a professional, and my friends basically think that I'm a sellout because I'm into more, you know, professional atmosphere. I'm a lot, you know, being a businessman and getting – you know, my money right, getting straight. And they think that I should be on the streets, you know, playing games with them and stuff like that. When I told them it's time to cut out that stuff and just be professional. But they call me a sellout because I don't dress the way they do. You know, wearing the saggy pants or anything like that. I'm more about, you know, having a belt on my pants and pants on my butt and everything like that, wearing a suit. And they just don't identify with that. And they think I'm just a sellout because I changed my whole life around. I'm going to college now. I'm out. I'm all about trying to better myself, but is that being a sellout just because I want something better for my future?
I would say no, it's not being a sellout. I think you're being a success. You're being successful because you want to do something and be somebody in life, and you have applied yourself, and you're at an age where it's so important. You have your navigational skills in order. And, young man, I want to encourage you because you're going to go somewhere in life. You really are.
Thank you.
And you're going to always have people who try to say negative things because they want you to fit in as a failure. And so you definitely got your life headed in the right direction, and you continue to allow your academic preparation to be a professional in life. So you're on the right track. Don't worry about that nonsense that people talking to you, okay?
Right. I appreciate
all right.
that. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Well, this has been a wonderful time here on Straight Talk today. We've been getting some straight talk from various people. And I just want you to know that don't allow negative thinking people to sink your ship. Don't allow people to get in your mind and destroy your future. Misery loves company, and you don't want that around you. But you can keep yourself focused to the extent that you can make a difference because you are different. And so I want you to tell somebody, let somebody know that it's not the outlook that makes a difference, but it's the uplook. And keep your eyes focused on the prize. This has been Stan Macklin and Bianca Forbes saying have a wonderful day, and remember that life has all kinds of surprises.